Another thing that's very important in expressing our needs in a nonviolent communication way is not to get our needs confused with strategies for getting the needs met. Here's two characteristics that will help us to differentiate between needs and requests or strategies for getting our needs met. First of all, needs are universal. All human beings have the same needs. The second thing that differentiates a need from a strategy is a need contains no reference to specific people taking specific actions. So anytime we say, "I want you to," that's not a need, that's a request or a strategy. Another thing that's very important when we do express clear requests is to make sure that we're not addicted to getting what we want. I like the way the Buddha says this. The Buddha says, never get addicted to your requests. And let me show you what this looks like then in a nonviolent communication way. A woman came back the second day of a workshop and said to me, "I went home and tried what you taught us yesterday, Marshall, about being honest in a nonviolent communication way. I tried it, but it didn't work." I said, "Well, let's learn from it. What did you say and to whom?" She said, "It was a message I gave to my oldest son. When I got home yesterday, I noticed that he had not done three things that he said he was going to do in terms of cleaning up around the house. And she told me how she expressed herself honestly to him. She told me how she made a clear observation. She pointed out to him these three things he hadn't done. She clearly expressed her feelings and needs. And she made a clear request. She said, 'Would you please go and do those three things now?'" So she had clearly used the language of nonviolent communication. And I said, "What's the problem? That sounds like you really expressed it pretty clearly." She said, "He didn't do it." "Oh, I see. And then what did you say?" She said, "I told him you can't go through life being lazy and irresponsible." I said, "I can see that I didn't make clear yesterday the difference between a request and a demand. It sounds like your objective was to get him to do those three things." She said, "Well, yes." I said, "Well, then that's not nonviolent communication. If your intent is to get people to do what you want, that's a different intent than we need to have if we're using nonviolent communication. In nonviolent communication, it's never our objective to get what we want. It's to create the quality of connection with people that ends with everybody getting their needs met." She said, "Oh, so I'm supposed to do all the cleaning around the house myself, and my needs don't count." I said, "Well, I'm glad you're checking this out. No, I'm saying that everyone's needs getting met is the objective of nonviolent communication. This doesn't require ever giving up or giving in. It just means not getting addicted to our strategy. If we're addicted to our strategy, it's very easy for the other person to hear our request as a demand, and this threatens their need for autonomy and makes it harder for them to enjoy giving. So we need to say clearly what we want, but the objective is to create a connection in which everybody's needs get met through compassionate giving. But if your objective is just to get people to do what you want, don't study nonviolent communication. Go to a dog obedience school and see how they train dogs."
This concludes Session 3 of the Nonviolent Communication Training Course with Marshall Rosenberg. Our program continues with Session 4.